Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Nun Gimel of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include: Oyvei Kechav Mevatel Avodas Kechavim Shaloi V'Shel Chaver. A non-Jew can nullify an Avodah Zarah that belongs to him or to another non-Jew, and the Avodah Zarah becomes permitted. However, a Jew cannot do so. Avodas Kechavim Shal Yisrael Ein La Betelai Lamas. An Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew cannot be nullified at all, not by a Jew and not by a non-Jew. The discussion regarding Oyvei Kechav Mevatel Avodas Kechav M'Sheyesh Liba Shutfas, whether a non-Jew can nullify an Avodah Zarah that belongs to both a non-Jew and a Jew. Kata Reish Azna, Reish Chaitma, Reish Etzba, Bitla. If the non-Jew performs a demeaning action which changes the actual Avodah Zarah, such as he cut off the tip of its ear, its nose, or its finger, it is nullified. Machra Imashkana. There is a machlekes if the non-Jew sold the Avodah Zarah to a blacksmith or he gave it away as security for a loan, whether this is considered a bittel, and the two opinions whether this machlekes refers to Bitzarif Akum, a non-Jewish buyer, or Bitzarif Yisrael, a Jewish buyer. Yisrael Shazakav Levein L'shtachav Aslau V'akum L'shtachav Ala Asra. If a Jew set up a brick with the intent to bow to it, and then a non-Jew came along and bowed to the brick becomes forbidden because Gal Yadayta did Nichale B'Avodas Kechavim. When the Jew erected the brick, he showed that he wanted the brick to become an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the non-Jew is considered the Jew's agent to worship the Avodah Zarah.